The World Health Organization continues to warn about the Omicron variant. Do you think populations in general are heeding this warning? And how is this affecting people with disabilities?
I wouldn't say populations, and more importantly, governments are heeding this call as much as they should. It's leaving people that are at high risk to experiencing a more severe reaction to Omicron. And it's the headlong push to get economies back open, to get international travel happening again, has ignored some of the basics and not kept a focus on the basics of keeping transmission as low as possible whilst trying to open up to the maximum extent possible.
And the UN Secretary General calls for vaccine equity. How important is it for vulnerable populations worldwide that all member states heed this call rather than to just look after their own populations?
It's incredibly important. I mean, the whole concept of vaccination is that unless we're all vaccinated, or a very high percentage of us are vaccinated, we're all still at risk. So, and especially the nature of these vaccines. So I think if we're not all safe, nobody's safe. So we need to go back to that old premise of, you know, it was as it was in the beginning, it is now, that even with Omicron, unless people have access to all three vaccine shots, then we're not really doing a strong vaccination program.
Now, many communities are subject to misinformation about COVID treatments and vaccines. Can you describe any methods that are being used to circulate misinformation amongst vulnerable populations, including the disability community? And what could be their possible consequences?
Well, people with disability took to social media really well. I mean, it was a way for them to engage. It broke down lots of the communication barriers that people with disability experienced. And so that leaves people with disabilities vulnerable to be infiltrated by misinformation and people that are spreading misinformation for a variety of reasons. So it develops a sense of mistrust of vaccines and the vaccination process. And so, again, it leaves people at risk of not taking on vaccination and then leaving themselves at risk.
And the UN Secretary General, in his remarks to the Global Disability Summit, called for leadership of persons with disabilities, particularly women. Do you echo his remarks, and what do all member states need to do to make this a reality?
Well, it's been demonstrated from the very beginning of the pandemic that without the voice of people with disability, without leadership from people with disability, we get left out of the process. So in the beginning, you know, we weren't included in the health response, so we weren't getting access to vital information, vital equipment. Then we weren't getting access to vaccinations, and then we weren't getting access to rapid antigen tests to be able to maintain access to supports and be able to continue to engage with the community. So without the leadership of people with disability, disability is not being included within government plans and responses at various stages. So it is still just as valid now as what it was in the beginning.
And in terms of a global picture, because you're on the UN, you're the chairperson of the UN committee, what's your sense of the picture globally for people with disabilities during this COVID pandemic?
Well, you can see the vulnerabilities that people with high-risk people with disability has been around the inequality and discrimination they experience. And so COVID has shone a really big light on that, because the vulnerabilities that were highlighted came from discriminatory mechanisms such as congregate care, such as being defined by service systems, not being included in policy responses. So I think the leadership now is just as important, if not more so, if we're to build equitable, sustainable, and resilient communities coming out of COVID or even living long term with COVID as an endemic issue within the community.